Chapter 28. It was the Iron Order in its entirety, almost 1,000 knights, and they came to kill and plunder. Once unleashed, they would show no mercy. There were wails of alarm and people scattered in panic as bells tolled across the city.
Soldiers of the host, shield formation!
The host responded without hesitation, forming up around Callista in tight ranks.
I should never have expected loyalty from lowborn scum.
He glanced at the only two of the host remaining with him, still bearing Isolde in their arms. It was clear they wanted to join their brethren but didn't wish to set the queen upon the ground to do it.
Take your treasonous hands off her,
he hissed, dismissing Sanctity. Viego took Isolde's body from them, and they rushed to join their comrades. He turned his gaze on Ledros.
And you, Commander Ledros. I raised you from nothing. Gave you a title, lands, and a future. Will you too spit on your sacred oaths and abandon me?
Ledros stared down at the king, his expression unreadable. He said nothing, and without salute or bow, he turned his back on Viego and walked to join Callista. Now only Nunyo and the viciously smiling warden remained at his side, facing the spears of Callista's host.
You are traitors, all of you. And I will see you all dead before the day is out.
By your actions today, you have damned yourself, Viego. You've betrayed your oaths, betrayed the Argent Throne, and betrayed the people of Camivore. You've betrayed your father and yourself. You will not be welcomed in the halls of the revered ancestors. You will find no peace in this life or the next. But above all, you have betrayed the memory of Isolde.
All I do is out of love for her.
Callista shook her head in disgust.
If she could see you now, she would despise you.
No.
He looked down at Isolde's lifeless body, then back at Callista. She could see in his eyes that he knew she spoke the truth, but he had gone too far to stop now.
No, you're wrong.
He backed away from the wall of armed soldiers, his eyes wild.
You're wrong!
With a final, frantic glance around him, he turned and hurried away, back down Scholar's Way toward the docks. Nunyo shuffled after him, and with a mocking bow, the warden followed.
Do we go after them?
Asked Ledros.
No. Let him go.
She turned toward Malgirza, who was frozen in horror, staring at the approaching ships.
You have to evacuate Helia!
She shouted to the Hierarch over the din.
The city cannot withstand them, and they will kill everyone they find!
The old woman shook her head.
We cannot stand aside. There is too much at stake.
Then you will die.
If it costs our lives to protect the Well of Ages, then so be it,
replied Malgirza, though her eyes revealed her fear. Callista swore at the Hierarch's folly.
Your deaths will protect nothing. They will achieve nothing. It is time to run.
If your king does as he intends, it may not matter if we run or not. The power at the heart of the Well of Ages is unstable, dangerous. He has to be stopped. We have no option but to stand against him.
Callista frowned and approached Malgirza.
What do you mean, dangerous?
There is a magical artifact deep beneath the tower. Something of such power that it makes everything else in the vaults look like children's toys. It is this artifact that gives the waters their magic.
I thought the waters were not real.
Malgirza gave her a look.
A necessary deception. For there is a flaw in this ancient relic, one discovered hundreds of years ago. It is unstable. That is why we hid it away, and why we tried to convince the world it was a myth. Not well enough, clearly. It's dangerous. And it is imperative that it be protected.
And what will happen if Viego gains access to it?
Maybe nothing. But maybe something catastrophic.
Callista felt suddenly chilled.
How bad?
She asked, her voice little more than a whisper.
Imagine a dry forest where there's been no rain for years. Then imagine the devastation that could be caused by a single lightning strike. It might do nothing, but the likelihood of it burning the whole forest to the ground is high. Helia is that forest.
Callista turned away, swearing under her breath. The Camavordan ships were approaching fast, and she swore again. Her mind was racing, but she turned her thoughts toward the layout of the city and the likely advance routes of the Iron Order once they landed. While most of the ships were heading for the main port of Helia, others were veering off toward nearby islands. A few appeared to be striking toward coves outside Helia, clearly intending to attack from different angles, ravaging the countryside and running down those fleeing the city.
If you will not run, then pull back to your tower. It is the most defensible point in the city. Barricade yourselves within.
Then what are you going to do, Camavoran? Join the plundering?
Callista's expression was hard.
I will stand against them. I will hold them as long as I can.
This choice was death for her. Of that, she had no doubt. But if she was to perish, then she would at least make her sacrifice mean something. Craning her neck, she saw Seeker Adept Tyrus through the frightened crowd.
Tyrus!
She called, trying to make herself heard of the panic.
Tyrus!
He turned toward her and his expression darkened. It was obvious he blamed her for this situation.
And he is right to.
But she had to ensure that at least some people escaped the wrath of the Iron Order and whatever else might come of Viego's insanity.
Helia cannot hold! Save your wards! Get the children out of the city!
Tyrus glared at her, then nodded and began running toward his villa. Her heart thumping, Callista ordered the host to turn and commence the final climb up to the scintillant tower. The afternoon light was waning as the Iron Order commenced its rampage through the streets of Helia, burning, slaughtering, and pillaging. Normally, it would take hours for a military force to disembark and organize itself for an assault of this scale, but with virtually no opposition, the Iron Order attacked quickly, striking out in small groups as they landed. As Callista reached the scintillant tower and ensured that the masters were secured inside, screams and smoke rose from the city below. The broad square before the tower was a grandiose space, intended to emphasize the greatness, opulence, and power of the ruling council. It was a vast expanse of marble, surrounded on four sides by columns and pale stone buildings. Long pools of water, fed by small waterfalls, powered by some unseen arcane mechanisms, ran along either side of the main approach, which was framed by a line of identical trees, all designed to draw the eye toward the scintillant tower at the far end. Set atop the highest tier of the city, the square had a single main entrance. The thoroughfare of Scholar's Way funneled those approaching the tower beneath a large archway, which was the most defensible location. An enemy could only come at you from one direction, and the narrowing of the archway ensured that you couldn't be easily surrounded. And so, it was there that Callista would stand with Ledros and her 50 soldiers of the host.
And there are no other ways into this square?
She asked the most senior of the white-armored custodians. She had been relieved to discover he spoke Camavoran.
Not that an armed force of any significance could take.
Callista narrowed her eyes.
But there are other ways?
Just one.
The custodian pointed to the northern end of the square.
An entrance to the vaults seldom used. The way is locked and narrow enough that you'd have to approach in single file.
Show me.
Callista left Ledros to oversee the host and hurried across the square with the custodian. It was as the man described. A locked gate of ornate wrought iron barred the path to a narrow set of stairs that descended some 15 feet below the square to what looked like a solid stone wall.
That's a door?
It is, General. Only a master's keystone can open it.
Callista frowned. The Iron Order were not known for their subtlety, preferring to sweep their enemies before them in a massed charge, but she could not leave a possible avenue of attack undefended, particularly with that warden, Grail, at Viego's side. If enemies came up there, they would be free to attack the tower or hit the host in the rear.
My soldiers and I will hold the archway, but I do not have the numbers to spare anyone to guard this gate. I have no authority over you, but if the enemy breaks through us, the tower will fall.
We will gladly hold this position, General. On our lives, none will pass us by.
Callista gave him a nod.
You do your order proud, soldier.
The custodian stood taller at the praise, and he saluted her, slamming his fist into his chest. She returned the salute and made her way back across the square to the host.
Will they hold?
Asked Ledros quietly, glancing toward the custodians.
The main thrust of the Iron Order will come here. I don't expect that an attack will come from that angle, but if it does, the custodians should be able to deal with it.
And if they can't?
Then we'll be surrounded.
Screams and roars of the dying and their killers echoed ever louder from the lower tiers of the city. With swift orders, Callista readied her soldiers. They filled the narrow archway in tight lines, 10 soldiers wide and 5 ranks deep. They didn't have long to wait. A wave of Helian citizens raced toward the archway. They panicked when they saw Camavorans blocking the route to the tower, but Callista barked a command and the host split, opening up a corridor through their midst.
Hurry!
She called, ushering them through. Still, many were wary and unwilling to approach the mass of armed soldiers until one among them urged them on. Artificer Jendakaya was shouting as she ran forward. At her encouragement, the terrified citizens began to stream through the gap. The artificer herself joined Callista.
They are here.
Callista saw the first of the Iron Order appear. There were only a handful of them, a breakaway group that had charged ahead, eager for spoils and bloodshed. They surged forward, their heavily armored war horses snorting and foaming at the mouth, cutting down stragglers with sword and mace.
Quickly!
Shouted Callista, urging more people through.
We have to close the formation.
A few more. You too, Artificer, you need to get to safety.
I'll stand with you.
Jendakaya said, drawing her relic weapon from within her robes. To Callista's surprise, she also drew out a second, a pair to the first, though it was subtly different, slim and elegant, where the other was more brutal.
You've been busy.
You should see what else I've made. Back in the workshop.
General.
Callista looked up to see the Iron Order rampaging ever closer. Still, there were easily 100 innocent people between the knights and the archway. She couldn't, in good conscience, close the formation and leave them to die. Narrowing her eyes, she gauged the distance to the lead knight. Then she took a few steps forward and hurled her spear, throwing all her strength behind it. It arced high. A perfect throw. It descended fast, hissing through the air, and took the knight between breastplate and helmet. His steed reared, hooves flailing, and the armored man fell, dead before he hit the ground.
Spear!
Ordered Callista, holding out her hand. A soldier passed her another, and she darted forward to hurl it. It flew straight and struck a second knight with enough force to punch through his breastplate and throw him from his saddle. 3 more knights continued on. One of them leveled his sword at Callista and gave a shout, and all 3 of them spurred their steeds into a charge.
Spear!
She commanded. The next knight managed to get his shield up just in time. Nevertheless, the spear pierced both it and the knight's arm, and he pulled out of the charge, roaring in pain. The other 2 kept coming, bearing down on Callista. The first was struck by 2 searing blasts of light from Jendakaya's weapons. The beams cored through the knight's chest, and his horse reared in fear, kicking and bucking. The second was met by the immense figure of Ledros, interposing himself in front of Callista. He swung his giant kite shield, slamming the warhorse aside. It fell heavily, crashing to the marble flagstones. Before the knight could disentangle himself from the saddle and his frantic steed, Ledros loomed over him. One heavy strike, and the knight was still. The warhorse found its footing and ran off, still bearing its dead rider.
"Get through, all of you!"
shouted Callista, and the remaining citizens ran beneath the archway. Once they were all past, she ordered her soldiers to reform their ranks, forming a wall of spears and shields. The wounded knight tore the spear out of his arm and hurled it aside.
"Spear?"
asked Ledros. Callista shook her head.
"Tell your honorless master that we are here,"
she bellowed at the last knight.
"Tell him we are waiting for him if he wishes to face real soldiers, rather than simply butcher unarmed civilians like a coward."
The wounded knight glared at her, then wheeled his horse and galloped back the way he had come. Callista watched him go.
"Ah, may this buy time for some of the citizens of this doomed city to escape."
"Let them come, then. We'll kill them together."
The artificer, Jendakaya, lingered nearby, looking watchfully down the approach to the archway with her relic weapons in hand.
"Now it is time for you to go."
"I can help hold them,"
the artificer protested.
"There will be no holding them. Not indefinitely,"
she said, her voice low.
"There are too many, and we are too few. The city will fall."
"Then I will stand with you until the end."
Callista glanced at the Helians, who had made it through their lines, now milling in the courtyard behind her. There was nowhere for them to go. She shook her head.
"No, Jendakaya. Your weapons cannot fall into Camavoran hands. They are too powerful."
Jendakaya looked conflicted.
"I am a sentinel, and this is my home. It is my duty to stand and fight."
"Dying here with us will not protect your home. A good general knows when a fight cannot be won and when the best option is to retreat. It will hurt, but you'll be alive. Alive, you can gather your strength and find those you trust to wield your weapons. Then come back and reclaim this city when the time is right. As long as one ember burns, darkness can always be banished. Stay alive and keep that ember of hope burning."
The artificer looked distraught.
"Where would we even go?"
"To the docks. Make for the ship I came here on, the Daggerhawk. The captain, Venix, is a good woman. She can be trusted. She will help you."
"I can't just leave you here to die."
"You have to. I'll hold them here as long as I am able and stop them from getting into the tower. It should give you the time you need. Now go!"
The artificer looked like she was about to argue.
"Go! If I am to die here, then at least give my death a purpose!"
Jendakaya stared at her. For once, her perennial smile was absent. Then she nodded.
"Goodbye, Lady Callista. May your ancestors welcome you as the hero you are. And thank you."
Callista rejoined Ledros in the formation's front ranks as the artificer called to the other Helians, swiftly organizing them. In a matter of moments, Jendakaya had them moving, and with a final wave to Callista, she led the citizens out of sight.
"How long do you think it will be?"
"Not long.